the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this snowy Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, and I was starting to like that green stuff out there, but we'll put up with this for a little while, I guess.
Right. Well, we have a really neat show for you this morning. Our guests are Kat and Andy Ratka, and they own Mosquito Squad of the Fox Cities, or maybe dreadfully known by mosquitoes as Mosquito Squad. And we're going to be talking about how they started their business and what they do. It's a very fascinating show this morning. And before we get to them, I just want to put out a call to any listeners who might be business owners who may have used Score services in the last 40 years. We'd like to hear from you because we would like to talk about your success at our 40th anniversary on May 3rd. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that later on, but if you know anybody who's been in business and has used the Score services over the last 40 years, give us a call at the Chamber at 734-7101. We'd like to talk to you. Good morning, Kat. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's nice to have you in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in. Last weekend, we were talking about how we're going to control mosquitoes, but with 3 inches of snow coming, it's probably going to be delayed a little bit.
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your background and your business and what prompted you to start your business. What is Mosquito Squad?
Well, Mosquito Squad, you know, my previous employer, I was looking for a little bit more flexibility with regards to being around my family and hoping to see them a little bit more frequently. We found this business very intriguing, being the seasonality of it. And in the off season, it gives me a lot more time around my family. I love being around them, so that became very intriguing, and that's one of the main points we decided to go with something of this nature.
Okay. Hey, what's your background that would lead up to this?
I've got some sales background, some customer service background. So, you know, when you're selling a service and you want to provide excellent customer service, those two key areas definitely come into helping the people of our territory out quite a bit.
What does Mosquito Squad do?
Mosquito Squad is a company where we come out to your property, whether it's commercial or residential, and we eliminate your mosquitoes. We come out about every 3 weeks, and we put a treatment on your property to help eliminate about 85 to 90% of your mosquitoes. And if you've ever been in Wisconsin in the summer, you can understand that's a blessing.
Very, very necessary service, yes. Okay.
Yeah, the mosquitoes can drive people inside. When it's nice outside, you want to be outside.
Right, right. We have such a very short Wisconsin summer that everyone wants to have patio furniture, and they get their pools and their decks, and everyone wants everything to be so nice and sit outside, and yet they get driven in pretty early.
And this is a franchise. We hear so much about, well, this will work, put some stuff in your pocket and put some spray on and you won't have mosquitoes. But what's different about the Mosquito Squad?
The Mosquito Squad has a patented barrier treatment formula that's exclusive to Mosquito Squad that's been proven before and after the treatments with mosquito traps to eliminate such a high rate of mosquitoes. It's impossible to get rid of every single mosquito, but we've proven with mosquito traps to eliminate 85 to 90% of the population around your property.
Well, that's quite ideal.
Yeah. So, Go ahead.
We were talking about backgrounds and so on. Kat, we didn't catch yours. What's your background? What do you bring to the program?
Predominantly, my background is sales and marketing. So I like to go out, talk about it, sell it, and how to market it to our customers.
Okay, so you've got a pretty good partnership going here.
Yeah, Andy handles a lot of the operational aspect of it and very good at it. And
he kind of looks like Dred Skeeter, the mascot.
Who is our mascot.
not quite the physique.
Yeah. But what is your market territory? You marketing Kat and Andy, and how big a territory do you serve here in Appleton or out of the Appleton area?
We cover all of Door County, Two Rivers, Manitowoc, kind of scoot around the lake to Oshkosh, up Appleton, Nina, Menasha, as far north as Shawano, and then all the way up 41 for Oconto, Peshtigo, Marinette area. So quite a large territory.
It's a big territory. How long does an application typically last?
So we've gotten our traditional formula to last for 3 weeks or 21 days, and we guarantee that. And then we've gotten our all-natural formula to last for 2 weeks. We want them to last longer, but that's as long as we can get that guaranteed lasting point.
And the two aspects of the mosquito, it's repelling and eliminating.
So there's the biggest difference between our all-natural product and our traditional barrier treatment is the all-natural product is an oil, rosemary, and peppermint base that it repels the mosquitoes. So we say it will repel about 75% of the mosquitoes in your yard. Compared to our traditional treatment where we can guarantee 85 to 95% of the mosquitoes are actually eliminated. So there's a difference between actually eliminating them versus repelling them.
And this is what elimination sounds like. Right?
Right. Yeah,
that's the old-fashioned technique.
We hope that you're not doing that once you've called us.
Right.
And then
that's the painful way to do it for the mosquito. Tell us how we can get a hold of you. How do folks find you?
So the best way to get a hold of us is either online at our website at mosquitosquad.com or calling our office at 920-558-4330.
Okay. With that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to learn more about mosquitoes and how to deal with the little buggers. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
And welcome back to BizTalk. This morning we're talking mosquitoes. I was here with Andy and Kat Ratka of Mosquito Squad of the Fox Cities. And we're going to tell you a little bit about our score chapter before we get back to Andy and to Kat. Our score chapter is located in the Chamber Building downtown Appleton. We service about a 7-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 52 mentors or volunteers who have expertise in various aspects of business, whether it's marketing, intellectual properties, HR, workflow, banking, accounting, legal. If you're in business or you're thinking of starting a business and you'd like some advice, free and confidential mentoring assistance, give us a call at 734-7101, or you can look us up on our website at foxcities.score.org. If you're interested in some mentoring, just click on the free mentoring button, follow the prompts, fill out the form, hit the send button, and probably within 2 days, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first of the possibly many free and confidential mentoring sessions. Remember, score for the life of your business. We also want to mention that we're having a big 40th anniversary party on May 3rd. Our SCORE chapter in Appleton was started on May 27th of 1976, and we're celebrating 40 years this year in May, on May 3rd, Small Business Week. Very appropriate. And we'd like to find out if there are some businesses out there who used SCORE services in the last 40 years. We'd like to hear from you. Also, if there are any former mentors who are no longer mentoring, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 734-7101. We're talking with Kat and Andy Ratka this morning, the Mosquito Squad, and we're learning about mosquitoes and how they started their business, and it's a franchise. And this is the time of year when you're looking for some dread skeeter guys, right?
Yeah, we're definitely about this time of year looking to hire some employees. We start this process about right now, and they have to take a test, and then we train them for about a week. And then we supply the vehicle, and we always have everyone in teams of two. So if you're looking for some summer work that's outside, enjoyable, seeing Northeast Wisconsin.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, give us a call.
But now you said you do. Your employees are actually certified through the state of Wisconsin for this program.
Yes, correct. It's an extensive test. We do break it down, make it a little bit easier for the people that we select to take the test. Mm-hmm. We have study guides and practice exams for everyone. And then we train you for a little while, and then after that, then you're on your own.
So you don't have to have any previous experience other than just being annoyed by mosquitoes.
Right, yeah.
Feel the pain, right?
Right, feel the pain.
You told us in the first segment that you got into this business, Andy and Kat, because you wanted to work at home and be with a family together, not only during the working season but off season as well. You indicated you wanted to start a business, and you turned to a franchise. What was the franchise experience like for you? How did that work out for you?
Well, we think it worked great. You know, mm-hmm. Here we are today, yep. Sitting, going into our third year of Mosquito Squad. When we started trying to step outside the box and be an entrepreneur and do something a little different that wasn't clocking in and clocking out every day, we looked to a franchise because we had not had any prior business owning experience, and it was something that we were excited but yet nervous about, and so we wanted to really go where we felt comfortable, knowing that a lot of the trial and error, a lot of the processes, procedures, marketing, logo, kind of all that has been created for you. Mm-hmm. So you have that support, that collaboration, that that team and networking of people across the country that are doing exactly what you're doing, and you can utilize them and utilize the franchise support.
So, it's a great resource for you, mm-hmm. and it gives you a probably a little bit more confidence in starting a business because there's a plan to follow.
Right.
The methodology is there.
Right. And you know, franchises are backed by the federal government. There's some federal disclosed documents that they legally have to disclose a lot of information. So you feel a lot more comfortable.
And Wisconsin is, you made a good point in the pre-show about Wisconsin has to approve all the franchisors.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. helps
Correct.
Protect the citizens from those scamming franchise operations.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you started to get into this, about how long did it take you to actually, from the start of thinking about it till the time you actually finished up the arrangements on the franchise, how long did it take?
I'd say about 6 to 8 months was, which felt like forever when we were going through it, but actually it could be a very short time frame from the time that you were starting to look at buying a business to opening the doors. But there was so many meetings and steps and processes and procedures and going back to the drawing board and business plans and that are involved in that. So it like I said, 6 to 8 months, but it felt like longer.
When you received the documentation, you said you actually started, you're on a clock. You have just so much time to read and make up your mind.
Right. When you sign off on that FDD, that federally disclosed document, you sign off saying, mm-hmm. we're either going to take it or we're not, and there's a time clock. And that allows so no one can hop in front of you and purchase ahead of you.
Okay.
But also it allows you so that it's a protection of the franchisors so that you don't drag your feet either.
And that brings up a point. You do have a geographical territory that's protected. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is correct. Nobody else from Mosquito Squad can service clients in our territory.
Excellent. And that's a very important thing in franchising.
Very important. Okay. When you're spending money on advertising in your territory and for somebody else to come in and capitalize on those advertising dollars, it's just doesn't seem fair.
No, and so that's part of the guarantee with the franchise.
Correct.
Okay. Speaking of that, is there any competition? Is there another type of Mosquito Squad entity out there doing what you do?
We do have
some.
You
don't have to name them.
Yeah, we do have some competition. I think what makes us stand apart from our competition is definitely the products that we use that are proprietary to Mosquito Squad, our application, the applicating tools that we use, are unique to Mosquito Squad, how it stays on the product on the property, and of course our 100% satisfaction guarantee, who we are, and our customer service.
And you have a natural and a chemical type of solution for mosquitoes, so people can choose which one they want to use.
Correct. Yep.
Yep. If folks are concerned about the environment, they can use the natural.
Yeah.
And repelling.
Both of them are safe and registered with the EPA. So.
Well, if I was a mosquito, I'd be shivering in my boots right now.
The snow doesn't help.
No. I'd be shivering anyway, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be coming back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back this morning. We're talking to Kat and Andy Ratka of Mosquito Squad. We're learning about how they started their business. It's a fascinating business and how it can help us deal with those little buggers this summer. Before we get back to Andy and Kat, we're going to talk a little bit more about their SCORE chapter here in Appleton. In addition to doing the free and confidential mentoring I mentioned in the last segment, we also put on a number of seminars during the year. Andy, what's coming up? Randy was coming up.
Okay. Right now, we are looking at a program on predatory lending. We work as a partner with CAP Services here in the Valley, and we're putting together this program. It's going to be held on April 19th. It's going to be in the morning from 7 until 9, and it's going to be held in Clintonville at the Clintonville Regional Center. We'd ask you to go out to our website and take a look at the information on it. It is going to be free, and it's designed to help people avoid being taken advantage of by lenders who are out there right now who are not necessarily always the most scrupulous. So ask you to, if you're interested in finding out the difference between the available types of lending that's out there and predatory practices, this would be an excellent program to come and see.
Super.
Simply go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, look at the local programming, and we'll have that in there. In the future, coming up, we hope to have the next Simple Steps program, and that is going to be coming up in September. More details on that. And then we have two or three other programs that are scheduled between now and then on different subjects and topics, and we're getting those nailed down. So we'll have those all out there. So keep checking the website.
Yep, and I think there's one with a Fox West and Heart of the Valley Chambers are doing one on May 19th, and SCORE is going to be involved in that. So that'll be a panel presentation in the morning. We'll watch the website, like Randy mentioned. Keep your eyes open for more details on those seminars.
Yeah, because we're just putting that one together, but it should be a very, very good one.
Yep. If you'd like to give Kat and Andy a phone call this morning and ask about mosquito prevention and elimination and even how they started their business, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. I don't know why they do that. Cell phones today call long distance.
Yeah, whatever.
281-1150. We were talking about how Kat and Andy have started their business and some of the things that are going on with that. But we need to understand a little bit about that mosquito. Why are people so, other than the annoying bite that you get and they buzz in your ears and your eyes, what is it about a mosquito? We don't want them around. Why? And I know the answer, but why don't you explain some of the answers on some of the reasons why they are just terrible little critters to have around?
Well, let's just look at a statistic here is that you have a top of a water bottle cap, right, sitting in your yard, a little standing water in that. Mm-hmm. One female mosquito can lay up to 300 eggs in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cut that in half, so now she's laid 150 female mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So you go through another generation, and through four generations, you've got 1.3 billion, with a B, mosquitoes in 1 month.
Wow.
All from the little cap full of water from a water bottle sitting in your yard. So you can see how important standing water is.
Yes,
to
and
mosquitoes.
It's the female that bites us, right?
Yes.
Female bites.
We bite.
mosquitoes bite. But no, the point is moisture, right? Because you were talking like water bottle caps and wood piles and.
Right. So we've got a methodology, a cycle that we like to talk about called the five T's, where we like to tip, toss, turn, tarp, and treat. And basically that's just going around your property and maintaining your property for standing water to help do all that you can to keep your property more peaceful so when you're outside enjoying it.
So even though people put out beautiful bird baths, you're also really being nice to
breeding.
Those mosquitoes
and
breeding. So you really want to make sure that you're walking through your yard after every rain and remembering those five T's, but don't forget the last T, which is treat accordingly. So give Mosquito Squad a call.
And how do they reach you?
That's a great question. They can find us on our website at mosquitosquad.com, or they can give us a call at 920-558-4330.
Okay. When you're talking about mosquitoes, of course, on everybody's mind today is the Zika virus problem. Are we going to see that up here, or how are you guys working with that? Where does that come into play?
So first I want to start, we are not health experts, so right. We don't know anything about the Zika virus like everybody else, right? It's still a learning process that way. What we do know are the species of mosquitoes that carry it and where they're found. And they've been found as far north as Chicago, and there's been a recent transmission of information regarding that main species that carries it called the Aedes aegypti that says that species can travel as far north as Connecticut and a parallel line with that line. So there's an eventual, being that Wisconsin is close to that parallel, that there's an eventual possibility for that species to travel this far. So this year I would definitely say there's not a lot of concern unless you're looking to travel somewhere else where that's been found.
Okay, well that's good
yeah.
news.
And what are some of the diseases that mosquitoes carry though? There's still a whole bunch of stuff that's not good for us.
There's still a lot around here that people need to be concerned about. West Nile virus shows up every year. They seem to have found some bird or animal that tests positive for West Nile. Lyme's disease is really
that's not
saturated.
Not just ticks. Huh?
Not just ticks. We do treat for ticks. We specialize in mosquitoes and ticks. But
mosquitoes will carry Lyme disease.
Mosquitoes will, as well as
encephalitis.
Encephalitis.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
malaria. Malaria is a large one, but you typically don't see malaria
as much around here. Yeah. But they're annoying little buggers, and they are dangerous. And if your children are bitten by a mosquito, what's a good treatment from the mosquito bite to stop the itching? Do you have any suggestions on that? A Coke?
Coca-Cola. You know, my mom always used to tell me to crisscross it, right? You know, put some toothpaste on it.
Yeah, baking soda.
I think anything that's just going to make it go away, some anti-itch cream, you know. We just hope that we don't have to deal with that too much.
I know my wife is very allergic to the things that mosquitoes inject in us to desensitize us while they're drawing the blood out. And she's very sensitive to that, so she gets 20 mosquito bites on her ankle and her leg just swells up.
Right.
So people have to be careful about what's going on there.
Right. So the human species as a whole is typically allergic to their saliva that they inject that's an anticoagulant, which allows them to continue to draw our blood. And I don't mean to get too into detail that way, but...
That's what's going on. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Andy, I think I'll try and bail you out of that particular topic for right now and go back a little bit to the formation and founding of your business and how you are operating that business. One of the areas I'm always interested in is hearing how you promote that business as far as what is your marketing plan, where do you market, and how do you go about it?
We do a lot of direct mail, so we specially look at carrier routes that are going to target and market our demographic areas. Mm-hmm. What we do unique to our marketing pieces is that each piece has a distinct phone number on it. So when that phone number rings, we can track on a through technology websites and a dashboard to see exactly how many calls we got off of that exact marketing piece. And then, of course, you know, when we go and we have our website or landing pages online or different type of online Facebook advertising, those all also get a unique phone number added to them. So we can really tangibly track majority, can't track all marketing, but majority of our marketing to know how we're doing and how we're going to spend our money next year.
Did the franchisor help you in establishing that kind of a program, or was this part of your work?
This was something that we kind of started doing a little bit on our own, and we've brought it to the franchisor, and they're taking it over, which is kind of exciting to see us, you know, small little Fox Cities, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But they support us a lot in some great ideas, and they really always want us to grow and be successful. So they're always going to help us in any way possible when it comes to the marketing.
You are getting a value then for the franchise cost that is involved.
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Instead of having again to reinvent the wheel.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Great.
I'm going to flip back to the mosquito side a second.
Very intrigued, Tony. Very intrigued.
It is. It's fascinating. Mosquitoes, they get to us because we exhale carbon dioxide, and that's what they smell, correct?
Correct.
They can follow that trail. How far will they fly for that?
So there are numerous species, and there's numerous species in the state of Wisconsin. The average mosquito does not fly far, maybe 50 feet.
Okay.
And there's some species that travel miles for food, but the average mosquito in our backyards travels only about 50 feet.
Okay, and I'm asking this because if I'm going to have Mosquito Squad come to my house and do an application on my backyard, how much do I have to spray? Do I have to go into my neighbor's yard to help protect my yard?
So we treat the perimeter of your property, and we treat the areas that we know where mosquitoes that are in your area will land eventually. And through that process, even if a neighbor's mosquito comes onto your property, we know eventually they will land where we've treated.
Okay.
So that's how we can guarantee your elimination rate.
I'd like to give out the phone number one time quick, and Randy's got a question over there, but the phone number here, give us a call and talk to Kat and Andy, ask them any question about mosquitoes or how they started their business. 281-1150 here in the studio, 281-1150.
Okay, continuing on with the idea with the mosquitoes, natural questions. How does this affect your? How does your treatment and so on work with or affect the environment? You're in a very interesting question, area there. Everybody's worried about what they put in their lawns and what they put in their yard.
Sure. So our products are all registered through the EPA. So there's been thorough testing before any product would ever be released out into the pub, you know, for a commercial service like ours or residential service like ours. And then on top of that, even on the label itself, all it asks is for us, on the traditional side is to let the product dry. And once it's had a chance to dry, anyone is able to go out and do as normal. you know, about their property.
So as far as animals,
adverse effects are nil. There's no adverse effects whatsoever.
Okay.
As far as birds or bees or dogs or pets or kids or people or
great. And you said that was all this has been tested through the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA.
Correct. Okay. Yep. Environmental Protection.
It sounds like your company is very environmentally safe and cautious. Not only all the safe products that you just mentioned, Andy, but you also put all your people through some testing, and they all have to be certified on how to use these chemicals and these treatments. You're very cautious about that, and you're not going to be spraying something if there's kids playing in a backyard. You're going to clear everybody out of there.
Yeah, correct. We take all the precautions necessary that, you know, and we're, you know, through the testing through the state, everything is regulated pretty heavily. So there's a lot of precautions that have already taken place, and then we go one step further and we do our own training that are maybe a step above what the state even requires. So we take plenty of precautions that way.
And our applicators have been known to take clothing off the clothing line or pick up toys that are left in the yard because we don't want any of our product obviously applied
clothing
where it doesn't need to be applied.
Then it gets on your skin or something like that?
Well, it's
be
not
harmless,
gonna,
but why, why dirty
right.
the laundry?
So
again, right?
Our applicators really try to go above and beyond and eliminate any obstacles that would prevent them from treating your property.
And you mentioned earlier in this segment, I think, that you're looking for some staff now, aren't you? Is this about the time of the year when you're, and how many folks might you be looking for?
Yeah, we're still looking to hire maybe, 8 to 10 people. And so this is the time of year when we go about our different channels or different, you know, teachers or, mm-hmm. you know, firefighters that might be on a different schedule. College students for sure. We've always hired quite a number of college kids, and so we go about this right now because we need some time to get people on there, you know, studying and testing. So it's about this time right now.
And how do they get a hold of you so they can apply for the job?
They can email us at foxcities@mosquitosquad.com. Send us your resume.
Or give us a call 920-558-4330. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Okay.
Hey, we were talking before, Andy. You guys have been in business now for, 3 years?
Correct. We're going into our third season right now. We're very excited about it.
Okay. Well, as you've been going, I'm sure that there was a plan there somewhere as far as your growth is concerned and so on. How is that going according to plan? How are you coming along? I understand even you have a new location.
Yes, we've expanded and moved into our newest facility, so come check us out. We're located off of Highway 441 in Menasha on Tuckaway Lane. But we've really tried to be specific in our projections, but also utilizing the franchise projections of where a franchisee in year one, year two, year three should be. And then kind of basing ourselves based off of that information. That helped us also when our business plan, putting that together to see where we should be setting our marks and how we should be setting our business plan and our performa and really hitting those goals and budgeting. So we definitely have been hitting our mark and going above it. So we're very happy with the success of the business.
Okay. And the materials that you received from the franchisor gave you that information to compare by size according to the size of your area here?
And there's definite benefits, again, to purchasing a franchise because a lot of that information has to be disclosed. They mm-hmm. have to provide you with that information, good or bad, but they do have to provide you with that information. So that helped us understand what we could foresee 1, 3, 5, 7 down the road.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kat, because the franchise agreement is not a predictor of what's going to happen. It's what can happen if you work hard at it, put your elbow grease in it, but it's not a guarantee that
Correct.
That's going to happen.
Correct.
So it is great to have a franchisor who has demonstrated the value of the business, like in your case, mm-hmm. and now folks can buy into that business by being a franchisee.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, highly recommend a certain marketing spend, highly recommend doing certain things, because if you don't spend it, you can't make it.
And where do they stand? Your franchisor stands pretty high in the top 500.
Right. We, in 2016, Mosquito Squad was listed as number 249 on the top 500 franchise list, which is quite an impressive number considering that it's a seasonality business. But not only did they take that 249 ranking, they also took the category of the number one pest control category. So Mosquito Squad landed number one in the pest control.
Yeah,
so.
And that's
for a franchise.
For a franchise.
Yeah, that's a lot of credibility for your efforts here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it made us feel a lot more comfortable.
Absolutely. Mosquitoes don't like it, but you're more comfortable. All right, we're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up the show with Kat and Andy. We're talking mosquitoes, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2244. Or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Kat and Andy Ratka, Mosquito Squad, here in the Fox Cities, and we're learning about how to repel mosquitoes, eliminate mosquitoes, and we're also learning about franchises and how they started their business using a franchise. Before we get back to Kat and Andy, I'd like to just thank our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Without them, we couldn't do this. No sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Bank First National, Candeo Creative, who helps us maintain our website for BizTalk at biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to a show that's been recorded, you can do that at biztalkwithscore.com. And thank you to Zach and his team at Candeo. Also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch. They promote our program every week, every 2 weeks in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. And we thank them for that. If you're in business or going into business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you probably should be. For $20 a year, you're going to learn a lot about what's going on in East Central Wisconsin in the business community that can help your business grow. Well, Kat and Andy, we're talking a lot about mosquitoes this morning and how you did your how you started your business. Tell us a little bit about some reasons why someone would want to call the Mosquito Squad.
Well, you know, if you had a, let's say, a wedding, a graduation party, if you just have a lot of friends and family over in your backyard and you're being chased in at night, you know, those are perfect prime examples of just certain instances where you want to stay outside longer at night. You want to have a peaceful wedding.
Sure.
You want to have that time where you're outside and you don't have to be chased in. That's why you would call us.
You know, talking about weddings, you spend so much time and effort and money on weddings. And people talk about the one thing they remember about your wedding. And please do not make it to be mosquitoes. It is the one thing that will drive people away. So you want to make sure that if you are going to have some sort of outdoor reception or wedding that you make sure you give us a call, because we do like to take care of our brides and make sure that you're completely perfect on your perfect day.
Two more quick points before the biz tips. You're looking for staff, and how many are you looking to hire? About this time of the year every year, right?
Yeah, about this time of the year every year. We're always looking for folks that want to work outside, work in a team environment. We always provide a friendly atmosphere, training, paid training. And right now we're looking to hire maybe 8 to 10 employees. You know, anyone that's, you know, maybe at one or two part-time and then the rest full-time, 40 hours a week. And, you know, you drive around in a company vehicle and you get to see Northeast Wisconsin.
And the other question would be, what can folks do to help prevent mosquitoes in their backyard?
Right. So what we've found is our five T's kind of just helps explain how to eliminate the mosquitoes on your own and with our services. It just makes it overall a better experience. You tip, toss, turn, tarp, and treat. So tip out any waters with toys, turn over any leaf piles and get all of your clippings out, toss those away, toss anything with moisture that can hold moisture, and tarps, your wood tarps, your grill tarp, any tarp, boat tarp, whatever that can hold water, and then finally treat. Call us for the treating part. We can get those taken care of.
Well, and as Tony alluded to, this brings us to that interesting part of the session always, and that's your biz tips. So we have both of you here. Who wants to go first? Kat, you want to give us your biz tip?
My biz tip would be to, when you're starting your business or you're looking to expand in areas, always turn to somebody just a little bit smarter than you in that area. Get some expertise. Really learn. You don't know everything, but turn to people that can definitely help you.
Great idea. Okay. Andy?
And I want to go more to the mosquito squad of things, mosquito side of things with my biz tip that eliminating water around your property is ultimately going to be a big driving factor in creating a little bit better of an environment around your home. It's just a really big facet to how mosquitoes breed in there.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. We learned a lot about mosquitoes, and we learned about how you start a franchise, a business using a good franchise, and it's important to pick a good franchise. So thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck to you this year with mosquitoes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Our guest next week is going to be Eric Anderson of Stuck's Pizza, a traditional, wonderful place to grab a great pizza. So if you're interested in knowing more about Stuck's Pizza, tune in next week. And thank you for listening this morning. You've been listening to the Biz Talk Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.